Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Excuse me. Hello, everyone. This is Christiana, also known as Goldie or Goldie Batiste. For my psychic name online, I am on Facebook, and then I put the link. So if you want to find me on Facebook, which is the best way to contact me, go to the link in the description box. It is Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. All you need to do is just click on the link. And I am an intuitive psychic empath. I have always been intuitive and perceptive since I was young, a small child. I decided to finally get my psychic business up and running again. I'm so glad to have you all here. Please, when you call in, only ask one question. No medical or legal questions or anything about, like, psychiatric questions that you'd ask your psychiatrist or therapist. This show is for entertainment purposes only. I am to provide insight from a spiritual viewpoint. Today I will provide a crystal wisdom healing oracle card reading for you. I will likely spend a good 8 to 10 minutes per person, but it really, the timing depends on the person and how many people are in line. So there is only, I'm seeing two people, so it's going to be a quick show today. I also have it here in the description. While I'm a psychic, I'm also a witch who practices folk magic. I'm adept at healing hands, which is kind of like Reiki. I provide spells, readings, life coaching, like I said, healing hands, and can perform all of this long distance. Even healing hands can be performed long distance with the use of a doll, where I do the clearing and balancing on the doll. And then you feel the sensations in your body. But, of course, this is only done with your permission. Please call in or contact me privately or both. Thank you. Okay, and as a reminder, once again, this show is for entertainment purposes only. I'm not your doctor or psychiatrist or therapist or lawyer. So please don't ask me questions related to any of that, unless it's from like a spiritual viewpoint. Okay, so first caller is the 951 area code. Taking your call. Hello.
Hi.
951.
It's Nathaniel. How you doing?
Hey, how are you doing? So, I'm good.
I just saw you had a show again tonight, so I figured I'd dial in.
Well, it's good to have you. Would you like a crystal card reading?
Yes, that sounds marvelous.
Okay, one second. Got to shuffle the cards. Tell me if I sound muffled. I'm using my phone.
You sound wonderful.
Okay, thank you. All right. So I got the turquoise. And I'm
turquoise.
Just going to read a few things from the booklet here. Just looking it up real quick. Hold on. Okay. So in the booklet it says turquoise, true riches. So this is a copper-based stone attracting good fortune since antiquity. Turquoise was popular for protective amulets. Sacred to Hathor or Venus and Buddha, it linked earth and sky and made it potent love charm. Self-understanding. Your Your pathway is one of self-realization. Qualities you cultivate now drive your spiritual evolution forward. Draw on your karmic wisdom and past life skills. Release vows that no longer serve you and speak what used to be unspeakable. Divination. Watch your health and avoid polluted environments. Brilliant success and happiness are coming. Fortune favors you. You navigate the way forward with sure-footed confidence, but watch your personal safety and deal with problems immediately. Good friends accompany you. You are in the spotlight and others rely on you. And the healing insight is your true riches lie not in the bank, but in your heart. The frequency is medium to high vibration. The chakra is the throat and third eye. And it's about attuning to the soul path is attuning to inner riches with a turquoise. Do you have any questions?
With the inner riches and the wealth rule manifest or something like that.
Yeah, it's inner riches, like
except the riches that are apparent here, that are there.
That's good to hear. Also, you could carry turquoise on you as a potent love charm, it says. So you talk to the crystal because it has like a certain kind of consciousness, and program it, just talk to it for it to be a love charm, and it'll help you draw in that significant other that you've been asking about.
Okay. So turquoise is the magic stone for me.
It looks like it, yeah.
Okay. I can get either a bracelet or a charm. Is it like or anything?
Oh yeah, anything with the turquoise.
Okay.
Just as long as it's real turquoise.
I may need some wrist support, so we could get a bracelet.
You could get one at a metaphysical shop. So I just type that in Google and then put in your like state and city, and nearby metaphysical shop should come up for you.
Well, great.
Do you have a specific question for today?
I'm kind of in limbo here. I'm waiting for a court case, I guess, and I was working Uber, and I'm trying not to work so much Uber. I think yesterday you said that I should just try to not to work so much or at all. Not sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, if that's possible.
Yeah.
If it's not possible,
well,
I
have a lot of decluttering and that stuff to do, so I've been just avoiding that for years, and, you know, it seems like, and so I may try to throw away some stuff and organize.
Yeah, it's basically the same that what I told you yesterday or the other day. It's like, because it was pretty much the same questions.
Yeah.
But definitely I'd look into getting that love charm, that turquoise, to carry on you.
Okay, so I could just have a bracelet too, right? I could, that could be...
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm kind of thinking I might need a bracelet that might make my wrist and hand have a little more energy there.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea. And just talk to it and tell it that you're drawing in someone to love, love.
Do you see it on my left or right wrist?
Well, I heard left. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, left, because I kind of had an injury there that I was doing a yoga backward wheel, and I slipped in the yoga class. Don't get it too competitive in yoga class, you know, where everyone's like, scratch the bar and then close. You know, and, you know, so just try to go at your own pace. I was bending over backwards, you know, when you put your hands over, you know, like that. And my wrist collapsed. I had a wrist injury because of that. And it's been kind of hard, you know, thank this for, you know, trying to do the pose, so. But, you know, there's people that are homeless and helpless and crippled, so, hey, I'm doing good.
Well, it's good that you're grateful.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to look at others, and, you know, too. I'm glad I'm me, because, you know, I like all the lessons I've learned so far.
Well, I'm wishing you well on healing and everything and finding the love of your life. So I'm going to put you on hold to listen. Yeah, thank you for calling in. And the next caller is 205, area code.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, who's calling and would you like a crystal reading, card reading?
Yeah. Yes, my name
and your name?
Is Patricia. Patricia.
Okay. One second, I just need to shuffle the cards.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to look up this one. It's the Bumblebee Jasper.
And
one second. This card is all about trust. It says, the booklet says, Bumblebee Jasper's startling colors, which are like orange and browns and kind of like mustard colors. It's really pretty. Instill a new vibration. Okay, so Bumblebee Jasper's startling colors instill a new vibration. The stone stimulates new projects, bringing you the message that you must have honesty in your life. Self-understanding. You are a divine being with immense inner riches, holding the bright, energizing light of the sun. You are born to carry out a specific task. Charismatic, you naturally attract people. You have inner strength and courageously go where others do not dare. Harvest your resources and put them to work to heal disease. Divination, a moment of fertilization. You are being open to new possibilities. Remember that the bee is not aerodynamically designed to fly, but it does. Cut through doubt and uncertainty, relax and focus. Clear sight is needed. Visualize your future. Love and good fortune rush towards you. Grasp opportunities. Be a leader, but avoid arrogance. Trust the universe. You overcome obstacles. And someone new lights up your life. Healing insight. Food intolerances and other allergies may underlie any physical discomfort you experience. The frequency of this bumblebee jasper stone is earthy, and the chakra it correlates with is the sacral, which is like the womb area, and the solar plexus, which is like by the in the abdomen, the belly button area.
Mm-hmm.
And then timing is Leo, Virgo, and Sagittarius, and soul path is that you can triumph over the impossible.
That's very beautiful. And it all resonates. Yeah, everything is, so many things are happening that's new, that started, I don't know, maybe like in the last month and a half, like a new car and then a new job. And then there's a guy that's new that I'm sort of, well, I'm interested in, but we're just taking it really, really slow. Possibly friends first. So yeah, that was beautiful. And
yeah,
I was just going
to
ask. Yes. Do Source have any messages for me? But that crystal card reading was super. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. It's the deck is by Judy Hall. It's called Crystal Wisdom Healing Oracle. It's one that I haven't used too much, but I really like it. Hold one second.
Okay.
Can you still hear me?
I can, yes.
I'm sorry. See, the problem is that I have to use my phone and then I get interrupted. So what were you saying?
Oh, I was asking, may I ask a question? I was asking, did Source have any specific messages for me?
Okay, I can kind of just tune in and see what pops up in my head. That's kind of how I do the readings, really. But
okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, by the way. We don't have many callers this evening. But I did see a bumblebee, so that might have something to do with the card. Because
okay.
It's the bumblebee jasper, but
yes.
I heard something about pollinating. So, you know, bees pollinate flowers and stuff. So it's like there's like a task that something that you're working on. And, like you're, well, making things grow, because that's basically what it does. And I think it's surrounding career, possibly. It's career and, like, a private or a personal project. So that's what I'm getting there. And then just the encouragement from Spirit is to keep going on what you're doing. And I saw a rainbow, too. So do rainbows have any special significance to you?
Well, I could only... When I think of rainbows, for the most part, when my daughter had a few shortcomings and she lost custody of her children, and I had to step up and get the children for about 18 months. And they've been back with her for about 6 months, thank God. She got herself together. We always would see rainbows. We would always see rainbows. And at the time, it was a 3 and a 6-year-old. Yeah, so it was very beautiful. And I just felt like the rainbows were a confirmation that the children would reunite with their mom. I just always felt it was magical, and that we were just temporarily together magically. I just made everything so magical for them to get them away from, to free them, their mind of the reality of missing their mom, because they were, I could only step in temporarily. I could never be mom to them. But we would see rainbows all the time when they were with me. And so at the time, they were 3 and 6 when it happened. So that's a significant,
yeah,
I would think.
Yes, it is. It definitely, I believe that's a message that they're going to stay with the mom. And it's just a positive, hopeful message. And
that is what
I saw.
Okay. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
I can put you on hold to listen if you want.
Yes.
Okay. The next caller is calling from the 561 area code.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Your name is?
I want to know. Yeah, I just want to know, do you do during virtue cards? I know I heard of those, like it's a romance cards for love.
Oh, yeah, I do have the romance cards, but I don't have them out right now, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, every time, like, I meet, I don't know, like, I like somebody, and it's kind of like nothing, I don't know, it's nothing's been happening, and it's already summer, and just wanted to know if I'll, you know, meet anybody I'm going to like, or, because, I don't know, it's been a long time.
Okay, so you basically know if you're going to want to know if you're going to find a romantic partner. And how about I ask my pendulum, since I have that, my amethyst pendulum. And
I've done the pendulum myself too. You know, it's weird. And sometimes, like, I ask it a question, like, should I go here one day? And it's always right, like, with that yes or no. So, yeah, like, if
so
any...
all you need to do is focus your energy and ask the question and then say yes or no at the end. And I have it ready to go. So just ask your question, please.
Yes. Is anybody currently interested in me now that I know already?
Saying yes. Okay. Possibly coworker, I heard.
Probably what?
Coworker. Like,
oh my God! Yeah, there was one. It's a long story. It's like, I thought so, but I'm not sure if he is, and. You know what I'm saying? Is it, okay, is he older or younger than me?
Okay. Let's start with older. Is he older than her? Yes or no? Is he older than her? Yes or no? Thinking. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to ask one more time and see if it finally answers. Is he older than her, yes or no?
Oh, or you could say,
yes.
Am I currently mad at this? is am I currently mad at this person? Yeah, I'm currently mad at him. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's odd. It's a long story.
Okay. Is this person someone she is angry with or mad at? Yes or no? Yes.
Yeah.
I could feel the energy on my hand. So that
yeah,
really
I got really pissed off. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I got really upset. That's why, you know, I got really upset with him a couple of weeks ago. We never went out on a date, but basically, you know, if this gal quit that was younger, he's older than me, that was younger than me, and he mentioned that how beautiful she was because all the guys liked her. And I was like, well, I said that I will only date a guy that looks at me like the way they look at her. So I got mad because, you know, who's going to say that? So I was kind of really upset.
Yeah, and rightfully so. That's pretty messed up.
Yeah, exactly. And I went and told the other girls in the office. And then what happened was I ran into yesterday, I was getting food to pick up food yesterday after work, and I ran into a guy I knew 8 years ago. I ran into this guy, and it was like I thought he was cute, but, like, nothing happened. Like, he didn't ask me out, but he was younger than me, like 10 years at least. And, you know, it was, like, nice seeing you, and I was, like, it was awkward, like, running into him. So, I mean, which one is more attractive to me, the one from yesterday or the coworker?
Well, you know, don't you?
What?
Don't you know who you're more attracted to, right? I'm thinking.
No, I mean who? No, I mean who's more attracted to me? Because I'm just thinking with the coworker.
The older.
Yeah,
that would be the older gentleman.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, do you think I should forgive him? I mean, I'm just so upset right now. And this happened 2 weeks ago.
You know, it's hard for me to say. If I were you, I think I'd give him another shot. But if he did something like that again, I would definitely let him go.
Yeah, because, you know, a woman, you know, men like what they see, women like what they hear. And it's like, especially she's younger than me. You know what I mean? Think about it.
Yeah, I know that that can be very hurtful.
It does. It does, especially that we know each other a while, and it's not like, I don't know, it just seems, yeah, it just really upset me. It's like, where am I lacking? Yeah, so
you're
that's
not.
Why I was perplexed.
Just, some people try to find their youth and younger people. So it's really not, I don't think it's about you, you know?
Yeah. But so far I just, like, you know, and, you know, it's good when guys are giving me compliments, like, around him. So, you know, it makes me feel good. And their guys are younger than me, and they're you know, saying how good I look right in front of them, and it's just like, it's, you know, it makes me feel good because I haven't, between me and you, I haven't dated in years. I haven't. You know, this pandemic going on, and besides the pandemic, it's just like I go to work and come home, and I believe the guy should pursue the girl. The girl doesn't ask the guy out. So that's another thing. I want somebody that's crazy about me.
Yeah, and, well, you know what you like. So I definitely hold out for someone that is actually gives you what you're looking for. I wouldn't settle for anybody else. I do have to move on to the next caller, but
okay,
I want to thank you for
listen.
Calling.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for
thank
calling.
Thank you so much.
Oops. Let's see. I'm going to go. Well, I'm kind of getting mixed up here. So I don't know what order I'm in right now, so I'm just going to go to two, 205. Have I taken your call?
Yes, you have.
Okay. Oh, sorry about that. Okay. Okay, so let's see if I have taken this call. 650, have I taken your call?
Hi. No, you haven't. Hi. My name is Zara. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if you could do a reading. Recently, my daughter connected with someone, and I'm wondering if you see the relationship going anywhere.
So basically, will the relationship last is what you want to know?
She just connected with someone. She just, was introduced to someone, and I'm just wondering if you see it, flourishing, going, will it go anywhere?
I'm going to ask the pendulum if the relationship will flourish. Is that good?
Yeah, okay. Will they give each other a chance to get to know each other?
Well, I can only ask one question at a time, but I'll start with the flourishing one.
Okay. Sure.
Will their relationship flourish, yes or no? It's yes, their relationship will flourish. What was your next question?
They haven't met yet. Will they meet soon?
Will they meet soon, yes or no? It's thinking. 1 second. Yes, they are going to meet soon. And I'm thinking it's going to be... I'm not the best with time frames, but I'm thinking I was like at least 3 weeks, maybe even less.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
One more question?
About my other daughter. she's contemplating going back with her ex, and I'm wondering whether you see this happening.
Yes, I do, but it's going to be short-lived. It's not going to last because their old problems are going to resurface.
Okay. Yeah. She's done a lot of work on herself, so she says they both matured and changed. So we'll see how it goes, I guess. Thank you so much.
Do you want a crystal card reading or not?
Oh, sure. That'll be great.
Okay, I'm just going to shuffle the cards really quick.
Mm-hmm.
1 second. Oh, I got a really pretty one.
Got a what?
It's really pretty. It's this bright pink stone, and it's called rhodochrosite.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 second, I'm going to read from the booklet on this one. 45. Oh. Sorry. 1 second.
It's okay.
Oh, I'm finding it hard to find this one. Oh, there it is. Okay. So, rhodochrosite, which is a bright pink, beautiful stone, is the heart reviver. And it says, rhodochrosite teaches the heart to assimilate painful feelings without shutting down. Dissolving denial and identifying ongoing detrimental patterns, it offers compassionate love and forgiveness. You face the truth with loving awareness, self-understanding. Deep down, you feel alienated, unloved, or unappreciated. I'm going to skip a sentence because I don't want to be make you uncomfortable, but it just says there might be like have been a history of some kind of abuse in your past, and anyways, it says you may be repressing something you do not want to face. Irrational fears and paranoia and unacceptable emotions need to be acknowledged and transformed. Divination. Time for a change of viewpoint. Begin to seek the gifts in your experiences rather than seeing the negative effects. Check out whether what you were taught in childhood is still relevant to the person you are today. Healing insight. Releasing resentment from your heart creates well-being. Frequency. High frequency chakra would be your heart chakra, your solar plexus, which is like in the abdomen area. Base is like the root chakra. It's like, I believe it sits at your tailbone. And then sacral, I think sacral is the womb area. And then it says, timing, summer, and soul path, radiating unconditional love and selfless compassion. So that is your message for today for the healing, the Crystal Wisdom Healing Oracle deck by Judy Hall.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you take care. I'll put you in hold to listen if you want. Let's see. I apologize if I've taken your call already. Have I taken your call yet?
No, you haven't. How are you?
Hey, who's calling? And would you like a crystal card reading?
Yeah, I would love to, and I would love to ask a specific question if it's okay. My name is Ashiel, and I would love a crystal card reading, and if I can ask a specific question, whatever, what should I do first? The crystal card reading?
It's up to you.
The question.
Either.
All right, let's do the crystal card first.
Okay. Okay, 1 second, well, I shall pull the cards, and I'll give you your reading. Okay, I got the graphic smoky quartz. And this card says that, or the booklet says that this stone or crystal is the stabilizer. Graphic smoky quartz supports all the structures in the body. Removing toxic debris and traumatic memories, it keeps you grounded and balanced in physical incarnation while exploring other dimensions. Self-understanding. Lack of trust in yourself and other people creates psychological barriers that lie at the heart of your disease. Your self-esteem is low, creating a deficient immune system. Memories of old traumas have subtly amended your ancestral DNA. At a deep level, you have been compressed and limited. Allow yourself to expand again. Divination. Undertake a shamanic journey into the unseen worlds in search of healing. There you will find the underlying causes of disease and outdated soul imperatives that are affecting your well-being. Offer yourself the gift of transformation. Healing insight. Healing is found in the darkest depths of yourself, not in external forces. And the frequency of this graphic smoky quartz crystal is earthy and high. Chakra, all chakras, timing, autumn, and then soul path, exploring taboos and treading where others fear to tread. And I can take your questions if you have a question.
Yeah, thank you for that. I was just digesting what you said. But yeah, my question is, I'm single, and I'm looking forward to start dating again, you know, which I have been doing. So I just want to know if you see me meeting somebody new, because the reason I say somebody new, somebody from my past who's trying to come back into my life, I'm not really interested. I want something new. So.
Okay, so let's see. I'm going to use my pendulum, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And your name again?
Ashil, A-S-H-I-L.
Will he meet someone new soon? Like, will he meet someone new by fall this year? Yes or no? It's saying yes. So it's going to be by this fall at the latest that you will meet this new person. I'm seeing a younger woman, maybe, could be either late 20s or 30s. I'm going to lean towards 30s. And light hair of, I don't know if I should, if her race really matters, but she appears to be like a fair skinned. So I'm not sure what ethnicity she is, but she's fair skinned.
Okay.
And really, I hear something about compassionate person, like a compassionate person. So yes, for it, you'll meet her by the end of this fall at the latest.
Oh, by the end of fall, by the latest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you say compassionate, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Somebody who's compassionate. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, I have to move on to the next caller, but I thank you for calling, and I'll put you on hold to listen if you would like to. 914, have I taken your call?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, what is your name and your question, please?
Thank you. My name is Catherine, and I'm looking within the next couple of weeks to approach two men to work with me on my projects. One is named Kyle and the other Jared. I was wondering if you see them working with me on these projects. Thank you.
Okay, so the first one is Kyle, you said?
Yes.
Will she work on this project with someone named Kyle, yes or no? Saying yes to Kyle.
Oh, fuck.
And the other person's name?
Jared.
Will she work on this project with someone named Jared? Yes or no? Yes. So yes to both.
Oh, wow. Well, that's exciting.
Do you want a crystal card reading, or would you like to ask another question, a few more questions for the pendulum?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. A crystal card, please. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I am just going to shuffle.
Thank you.
Oh, cards are falling out at me. So I'm just going to get the one that kind of fell out. And this is the Rainbow Mayanite, or Mayanite. It's a beautiful kind of tannish blonde color. It's really pretty. 22. Okay, Rainbow Mayanite. So they're talking about in the booklet, the Rainbow Bridge is what this card stands for. Iridescent Rainbow Mayanite bridges this world and the rest of creation. It heals unconditionally and assists the shift to a new level of consciousness. Self-understanding, you are a leader. When you raise your vibrations, the whole benefits. De-energize old patterns, release karmic incrustations, and toxic dross from your etheric body. The crystal will assist in this. Go within to find your rainbow treasure house. Raise your consciousness to build new supportive structures at every level. Divination, recognize how your soul is maneuvering you onto your true pathway. Apparently detrimental situations offer soul gifts. Re-examine projects and let go of those that are not for your highest good or that of others. You see things from both sides. Always speak true no matter what the cost, but be tactful. You have natural healing ability. Focus it wisely. Healing insight. Letting go attunes you to a realm of infinite possibilities. Frequency of the stone is extremely high. The chakras it's associated with are the soul star and stellar gateway. Recalibrates all to optimum functioning. Timing, Aquarius, and soul path, being a rainbow bridge between worlds. And I'm also thinking of, the first thing I thought of was a pet that's crossed over that you really loved. And I believe this is, your pet is a way of saying hello as well.
Aww.
And letting you know they're okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's
wow.
A really good booklet. It's again, it's using the Crystal Wisdom Healing Oracle by Judy Hall, and that was Rainbow Mayanite.
Rainbow Mayanite. Oh, beautiful. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like. And the next call, 845, have I taken your call?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi, my name is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
My name is Maria, and I call from New York.
Okay. What is your question for me today, Maria?
I'm looking for, I waited to receive a settlement by my husband. Get my husband about the medicine and my husband passed away. I still don't get it. You see, is I going to get it soon?
A settlement?
Yes, please.
I try to shy away from legal questions.
Okay.
Do you have, I'm sorry, do you have any other kind of questions?
Yes, it's in my mind. You see, is I going to go in Italy now in August or September because my daughter is seeing me buy property over there near the water?
Okay, so buying property in Italy?
Yes, you see, I do
it
that.
It does look like you will get that property this year.
Yeah.
Around the time that you wanted, like I would say by September at the latest. And so it does look like you will get this place. It looks, I don't know if the houses out there are usually painted white, but it looks like a very white house. So it's really bright. And it just looks like a really beautiful area. I see like water and like a nice town. So yes to the house that you will get that in Italy. So
you can give another question or no?
I only have 7 minutes left to the show, so I can offer a crystal card reading, or do you want one?
All right. Okay.
Okay. So I'll shuffle the cards.
Yes.
One second. Okay. And I got the aquamarine card.
Are you sure?
It is called the aquamarine crystal.
Yes.
And this is the card for hope, or the stone for hope. And it says, aquamarine has long been a healing gem associated with the sea and also with stimulating psychic abilities. It was believed to protect against seduction. Self-understanding. You are deeply intuitive, but you need to assess this realistically. Do not be seduced by vivid imaginings, wishful thinking, or spiritual claptrap. Use your imagination to create what is for your highest good and well-being follows. If you fall into depression, remember that hope shines into the darkest places. Divination, release self-defeating programs. Listen to your inner guidance, but be objective. Accept what's on offer. Watch out for idle gossip. Tie up loose ends before moving on. Remain emotionally detached. Avoid procrastination. Success may come in a court case. Stay positive and remember your family. Healing insight. There is no reason to lose the hope in your heart since well-being is a state of mind. Frequency high. The chakras are the throat, third eye, and it aligns all of them. Timing, Aries, Gemini, Scorpio, Pisces, and soul path beat. Seeing beyond consensual reality or illusion. And again, that's the Hope card. It's the aquamarine crystal, which is actually an aquamarine color. It's really, they're all very beautiful crystals. That was your reading for today, and I thank you so much for calling. I'm going to put you on hold to listen and go to the next caller. There's only 4 minutes left to the show. Feel free to stay on to listen, but this is the last call I'm taking from the 111 area code.
Hi, ma'am. How you doing? I'll make it quick. Thank you for taking everybody's phone call. I have a question, please. I have a friend that is pretty far long distance. I want to know if my friend will be coming to visit me. Probably, probably across state, maybe like from, it's like going to America to Canada, maybe it's about 6,000 miles. I don't know exact perimeter, but it's more than, it's a couple of thousand miles. Thank you so much.
And your name again?
Melissa.
Will her friend come to visit her from, where did you say they're from?
They're about 4,000 miles away.
Will her friend come to visit her from 4,000 miles away? Yes or no? It's thinking. Hold on. Okay, it's saying yes. Yes,
that's
the
question. Yes, okay. Well, you answered my question. Mm-hmm. Nice talking to you. It's been a couple of months. Nice show. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh. Okay, thank you. Take care. I'm assuming that you didn't want any more information. 561, have I taken your call?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I get a little mixed up and unorganized here in the queue. So there are like 2 minutes left to the show. I'm going to check chat really quick. So if you, okay. I see a few people left the conversation, so I apologize for that. I usually get to the chats later or sometimes kind of spread out throughout the show. Once again, I wanted to remind you all, you can go to my Facebook page, which is the best way to contact me. Click on the link in the description box. It is the Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana page. Take care, everybody, and have a blessed evening.